Hello, hello, Inglês na Ponta da Língua fans and friends. Here we are again with another edition of our Inglês na Ponta da Língua podcast. My name is Denilson de Lima. I'm an EFL, ESL teacher trainer in Brazil, and the one responsible for the blog Inglês na Ponta da Língua. In case you want to download the MP3 and PDF files for this podcast, just go to denilsondelima.blogspot.com. You can also keep improving your English language skills by liking our fan page on Facebook. Visit facebook.com/denilsondelima and click on the button Like. Well, today I'm going to answer a question I recently got from a reader. This reader wants to know what the meaning of in the boondocks is. As this is a curious expression, I decided to talk about it here today. Well, the first thing you have to learn is that boondocks is a word coined in the English language by American soldiers. It is believed that while occupying the Philippines, they borrowed the word boondock, which means mountain, from the Tagalog language, the official language in some parts of the Philippines. American soldiers made use of this word boondocks to make reference to any place that was extremely far, hostile, and totally off the beaten track. Around 1909, 10 years after the American occupation of the Philippines, the word boondocks got a place in the Webster Dictionary at that time. However, it was taken as a military slang word, used especially among Marines. So in the 1960s, in the boondocks got its momentum and had its use spread, civilians had to see their kids go into a stupid war in the boondocks. Here, boondocks was the way they referred to a place really, really far from their home and extremely hard to get. This place was the country Vietnam. From this moment in history, in the boondocks it started to be used by anyone. And so, it became its history as a common expression in the English language. Nowadays, in the boondocks is used to refer to places which are remote and distant from any civilization. It can also be used to refer to a place that is really far and that we don't feel like going in there. In Brazilian Portuguese, we say onde Judas perdeu as botas, nos cafundós do Judas, onde o vento faz a curva, lá no fim do mundo, or any expression that means something like that. Take a look at some examples. Come on, man, he lives in the boondocks. I ain't going there. Qual é, meu? Ele mora lá onde Judas perdeu as botas. Eu não vou lá, não. The company moved to a small town in the boondocks. A empresa se mudou para uma cidadezinha lá no fim do mundo. Can you believe they even have a museum out here in the boondocks? Dá para acreditar que eles têm até um museu aqui nesse fim de mundo? How are they going to find something they want living out in the boondocks? Como é que eles vão encontrar algo que querem morando lá onde o vento faz a curva? Well, I guess that's all for today, guys. Now you all know the origin and the meaning of the expression in the boondocks. So, tell me, do you have a friend who lives out in the boondocks? If you do, just let me know on our fan page on Facebook. Just visit and like www.facebook.com/denilsondelima.